Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gents. This is the Knight Rider. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. Tonight's topic, Obamacare, is a definite success. The latest statistics point this out quite clearly. Let's get right to it. Tonight's broadcast, I've excerpted a few paragraphs from a blog I follow, bradblog.com. That's Brad Friedman from April the 18th, 3 days ago. Quote, TPM's Sahil Kapoor summarized yesterday after President's press conference announcing that 8 million had to date signed up for insurance plans via the state or federal exchanges. And there are another 3 million young adults who are now allowed to stay on their parents' plans. And another 3 million Americans who now have access to health care via the Medicaid expansions of the Affordable Health Care Act. And another 5 million who have signed up for non-exchange plans, according to the White House. That's 19 million people to date who have obtained health care via the program. About 10 million or way more of them, according to several recent studies, that did not have health insurance already. Another 5.7 million remain eligible for Medicaid coverage, but aren't allowed to receive that health care. Why? Because they live in states where the Republican governors, have grotesquely denied those citizens, among the poorest in those states, access to the expanded program. Moreover, a new report this week from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, CBO, shows that the law is costing less than in previous estimates, in part because of the broad and persistent slowdown in the growth of health care costs, according to the New York Times. The new estimate finds that the law will actually lower the deficit by more than $100 billion over the next decade. The reduced estimate is attributable mostly to the budget offices cutting its projections of federal spending for subsidies for insurance premiums, with estimates falling by $3 billion for spending in 2004 and $164 billion over 10 years. The budget office also issued projections that 12 million more non-elderly people would have insurance in 2014 than would have otherwise, rising to 26 million in 2017. So those are fairly clear successes for the law, at least in regard to its main purpose, which is to help more people who could not receive it previously for all sorts of reasons to obtain health care. Well, that wraps it up for another episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is your host, the Knight Rider, saying thanks for listening, and as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, you decide.